time for the Daily Dust.
Oh, the gossip mill.
Here comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should have repeat gossip. Why should you stop now?
I think right now is the time for gossip.
Let's dish.
So on her Not Gonna Lie podcast, Kylie Kelce said she discovered mice inside her dishwasher after it stopped working.
They decided to chew every wire they could find. Who's they, you might ask? The rodent, aka the meemaw, is what I call them to make them less threatening to me. My kids know them as meemaws. They're mice.
Yeah, she was angrily bleaching her kitchen floor due to mouse droppings and expressed fears about the hantavirus and possibly forcing Jason to get a cat. I don't see Jason Kelce agreeing. This dude has like wolfhounds. Tom Hanks thinks that voice performances should be eligible to win acting Oscars. Maybe in their own category, because sometimes voice acting is overacting. In a recent interview with GQ, Ryan Reynolds opened up about being hospitalized for 4 weeks when he was 18 in Vancouver.
You know, when I was 18, I left a bar and I'd had a beer, you know, and I walked back and I looked at my car for a second. I thought, you know what? I'm not going to drive anywhere, even if it's four blocks home. Absolutely not. And so instead, I turned around, started to cross the street, and I was run over by a drunk driver.
Yeah, that's the ultimate irony right there. HBO unveiled the first trailer for Larry David's historical sketch comedy show, The Pursuit of Unhappiness. And Kenny Loggins joined The Tonight Show to perform a medley of his classic songs using classroom instruments like toy guitars, xylophones, kazoos. Take a listen.
Now I've got a kazoo.
So Jimmy Fallon and the Roots played, and they did I'm All Right, Danger Zone, as well as this one, Footloose. Y'all, Kevin Bacon and John Lithgow also made surprise appearances. I love that for them. Carly Simon is releasing her first album of original songs in 18 years, and Rolling Stones frontman Mick Jagger recently gave an impromptu performance at Oxford's Half Moon Pub during its weekly folk session.
Well, I sail around the ocean, but I sail around the sea, and I dream of handsome Molly wherever she might be.
Typical pub piano needs tuning. CBS has canceled the medical drama Watson after two seasons, despite it being one of the network's most watched scripted series. The show's May finale now serves as its series ending. And Netflix has released the full trailer for the Little House on the Prairie adaptation. Ooh.
I've seen entire families freeze to death out here, get taken by a fever, wolves. It is a myth that men can make it out here alone.
How will we ever know until we try?
It looks good. It premieres July 9th on Netflix. And Travis Kelce jetted from the KC mini camp to New York City yesterday to see Taylor Swift be inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame, the youngest songwriter ever. And a dirt alert, speaking of Taylor, ESPN analyst Monica McNutt apologized to Taylor Swift after being heard on air saying this.
She's not a Knicks fan.
Right now.
Get out of here, girl.
Yeah, well, actually, she is a Knicks fan. This all happened during Game 4 of the NBA Finals at Madison Square Garden. Monica gave a not really apology later.
I mean, I did not know. I apologize if I'm wrong, and apparently I'm wrong, and that's fine, but I did not know because we've seen, come on now, every celebrity that's a Knicks fan been in the building this year.
Yeah, okay. Anywho, that's the Daily Dust, complete with a dirt alert on B104.3.
What can I say except you're welcome?